Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. often planned strategies for the civil rights movement in room 30 at the A.G. Gaston Motel. For others, it was a place for wedding receptions and fancy dances. As restoration of the faint but deteriorating structure begins, Birmingham celebrated the motel's anniversary and its founder today. As WBHM's Cheryl Willer Stewart reports, the city also promised continued support for the district's revival.
Yellow tape blocks the entrances to rooms at the A.G. Gaston Motel. Dozens of foot soldiers and dignitaries are seated in the courtyard to celebrate the motel's 65th anniversary. The historic structure on Fifth Avenue North near the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute opened in 1954 and for years was a gathering place for civil rights leaders. In May of 1963, the part of the motel where the Reverends Martin Luther King Jr. and Ralph David Abernathy usually stayed was bombed. Senator Doug Jones says the A.G. Gaston Motel holds a significant spot in our nation's history, just as Boston and Philadelphia.
There is no place any more famous for freedom than right here in Birmingham, Alabama.
In the 1980s, it was closed and converted to subsidized housing. It's all history that civic and business leader Bob Dickerson remembers well. He used to work at Gaston's Citizens Federal Savings and Loan Association. Dickerson says the city's $10 million effort to restore the motel isn't just about the motel.
We cannot allow not only iconic structures like this, but iconic people like Gaston to fade into history.
Dickerson sponsors an annual business conference based on Gaston's economic principles and commitment to small business. He says Gaston's legacy can be preserved in the restoration project by ensuring that small and minority businesses have opportunities.
To move the dirt, to restore the walls, to paint the facility, to stripe the parking lot, and to do work in the vicinity. And hopefully this will spill over into other projects, not just the Civil Rights District, but in the whole northwest section of downtown Birmingham.
Jack Pyburn is the historical architect for the project. His job is to make sure the restoration reflects the hotel's most significant period. Warm pastel colors that had defined the hotel since it closed in the 1980s will take on a different look with the restoration, he says.
It was nice stained wood. It was vibrant colors in terms of the doors and the steel. And it was a very invigorating space to be in just by virtue of the architecture.
Monday's events capped off a weekend of activities. Gaston's niece, Carol Jenkins, came from New York. She and her daughter wrote a book about her uncle called The Black Titan. On Sunday, she toured a new exhibit on A.G. Gaston and his wife, Minnie Gaston, at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. And she talked about the role they played in Birmingham's African-American community.
They trained them in their business school. They provided services truly from cradle to death in every single way.
City officials say the restoration is scheduled to be completed by December 2021. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.